Hollywood, Procter & Gamble brings you the Red Skelton Show, starring Red Skelton, Dave Rose and his orchestra, our singing stars, the Four Knights, Verna Felton, Lorene Tuttle, Pat McGee, and Susan Ellers, and yours truly, Rod O'Connor. Yes, it's the Red Skelton Show, brought to you by Tide, Procter & Gamble's amazing new discovery for your whole family wash.
Tide's in, dirt's out, Tide gets clothes cleaner than any soap.
Any soap?
Yes, any soap, Tide gets clothes cleaner than any soap. T-I-D-E, Tide.
And now from Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer comes the star of our program, Red Skelton.
Sorry, I was making so much noise, I forgot you folks were through.
Thank you and good evening, ladies and gentlemen. How are you tonight, Rod?
Fine, Red.
Silly. We've been rehearsing this all day. I come up, I say, how do you feel? He says, fine.
He just got through saying his back hurt him.
Well, Red, next week is Christmas Eve.
Yeah, and you know, I don't know what... You know what I'm going to give you, Rod?
No, I haven't the slightest idea.
That makes us even, because neither do I.
Well, I'm not worried. You know, I'm glad I work for a generous guy like you instead of a pinch penny like Jack Benny.
Please, don't mention Jack Benny. NBC will wash your mouth out with Edgar Bergen.
How come nobody offered to buy your show?
Oh, they offered to buy it, but I turned them down because of the money they offered me wasn't right. No? Where can you spend pesos?
Tide's in, dirt's out, Tide gets clothes cleaner than any soap.
Any soap?
Yes, any soap.
And that's only the beginning. Why, Tide not only gets clothes cleaner than any soap, but cleaner than any other suds, cleaner than any other washing product known.
Tide gets clothes cleaner than all of them. T-I-D-E, Tide.
No matter what wash day products you may have tried, Tide will get your clothes cleaner than any of them. And that goes for your whole family wash. Tide leaves everything free from dirt and more. Yes, Tide removes dingy soap film, too. Yet with all its cleaning power, Tide is truly safe for all your washable colors. In fact, Tide actually brightens soap dull colors. And in hardest water, Tide gets white shirts and towels dazzling white. Whiter than any other washing product known. Tide keeps them white, too, week after week. Never turns them yellow. Sound amazing? Maybe so, but it's true. No soap. No other suds, no other washing product known will get your clothes as clean as Tide.
Brother, that ends all payoffs, believe me. Seriously, ladies and gentlemen, I would like to remind you that food packages are desperately needed in Europe this winter. And the safe, sure way, the way to send the most for your money is through CARE. CARE is an approved nonprofit agency. Send more for your money. Send your gift through CARE. C-A-R-E, CARE, New York City, New York. And now here are the Four Knights to sing The Grandfather Clock. Sing it like you're going to sing at the Lincoln Theater, boy.
My grandfather's clock was too large for the shelf, so it stood 90 years on the floor. It was taller by half than the old man himself, though it weighed not a penny weight more.
It was bought on the morn of the day that he was born, and
but it stopped short, never to go again when the old man died.
90 years without slumbering,
tick tock, tick tock,
his life's seconds numbering,
tick tock, tick tock,
but it stopped short, never to go again when the old man
died.
It rang an alarm in the dead of the night, an alarm that for years had been dumb, and we knew that his spirit was blooming for flight as his hour of departure had come.
Still the clock kept the time with this soft and muffled time as we silently stood by his side. But he stopped short,
never to go again when the old
man died.
90 years without slumbering,
tick tock, tick-tock,
his life's second numbering,
tick-tock, tick-tock,
but it stopped short, never to go again when the old man died.
Gamble present the Skelton Television Players in a story entitled A G.I. Joe Remembers Christmas.
My name's Willie Humplup. I'm getting ready to celebrate my first Christmas in 6 years, and I'm full of the old Christmas spirit. I gotta make this a good celebration because Santa ain't been too good to me lately. I remember 6 years ago, December the 7th, I figured there was going to be trouble because my Japanese gardener didn't mow my lawn on December the 6th. On December the 10th, I got a greeting card, only it didn't have Santa Claus's picture on it. And on the 23rd, I received my Christmas present from the taxpayers. Shoes, suit, overcoat, and a carbine gun. I remember my first Christmas in the Army. Boy, everybody was happy.
All right, you birds, you're in the Army now. And remember, here we all do as we're told to do.
Yeah, well, then drop dead.
What's your name, soldier?
Why, you can't you read me? It's under my helmet there.
I don't have to read. I went to OCS.
Read what's there. We're going to get in enough trouble as it is. I can tell you as an officer, I saw your comic book in your pocket. My name is Willie Lumpler.
Sir.
Oh, you don't have to call me sir.
Stand up straight.
I can't stand up straight. My suspenders are stronger than I am. Besides, this way I look like a combat man.
And what are you doing out here with a button missing from your jacket?
Well, I'll sew it back on, sir. All I need is a needle and thread and my wife.
So your name is Willie Lumplump?
No, Willie Lumplump, sir.
That's what I said.
Oh, I know, but you put the first lump where the second lump should be. Lump it up, make it good and lump it.
Now, look. Bazooka brain, you can get guardhouse for this. Do you know what that means?
I ought to. I just got out this morning.
Look, dog meat, I don't like you.
Yeah, but you can't fire me. Maybe you can fire at me, but you can't fire me.
You're pretty cocky, aren't you?
Oh, I know.
You'd better get on the ball, son.
Don't call me son. I don't like to be called son. Nobody calls me son, and so don't you call me son, because I don't like to be called son.
I'll call you anything I want to, son.
Oh, you will, huh?
Yeah, because I'm a colonel, son.
Well, I'm glad you made it, Father. Now, that was the beginning. From there on, every Christmas, I was in the guardhouse. I remember the third year. We just got back from active duty in the ETO. And my old pal, Tommy Canada, and myself, we were late getting back to camp from a six-hour pass, so we tried hitching a ride. Oh, buddy. I'm never so tired in all my life.
Hey. Here comes another car, Willie.
Yeah.
I hope he picks us up.
It's against regulations, but I'm going to hold up my thumb this time. Hey. Well, it's my fault. I got my thumb too close to my nose again.
Come on, Willie. We better keep walking.
Yeah.
You know our six-hour pass expired 20 hours ago.
Yeah? Well, let's hurry back to camp. Maybe we've been promoted.
We may spend Christmas in the guardhouse.
Yeah, to me, that's like going home for Christmas, you know? Uh-oh.
Howdy, boys!
You boys in the mood for a ride? Hop in.
Get a load of these museum pieces. One of them looks like a pill, and the other one looks like a hectic day in a bargain basement.
It's very nice of you to give us a lift.
Yeah,
oh,
nice.
I'm just crazy about soldiers. Why, when I was in high school, I danced with a general.
Lee or Grant?
You sure have a sharp sense of humor, soldier. What's the matter? Did I slap you on the back too hard, soldier?
Oh, no, no. My shoulder blades have always stuck through my chest this way.
Where are you fellas from?
Well, he's from California and I'm from Brooklyn.
What part of California are you from, pencilhead?
I'm from Pismo Beach. That's a pretty big place, too, when the tide goes out. Pismo Beach, where the ocean meets more ocean.
Why, I'm from Pismo Beach, too. You know, that town is noted for its beautiful women.
Yeah. Gallup must have taken that poll, too.
What's that? What's that ribbon on your chest?
Oh, that's nothing.
Oh, he's just being modest. He saved our entire regiment, this boy did.
Oh, really? How?
He shot the guy that was to deliver the K rations.
Hey, what's that ribbon you got, sugar?
Oh, I got that one. Brings back memories, don't it, Grandma? I got that one for 1 year of good behavior. It's my good conduct.
1 year? Now, how could a cute thing like you manage to stay out of trouble all that time, huh?
I'm going home. Oh, I don't know. Of course, there's not much you can do in the guardhouse, you know.
I could go for you.
I could go for you, too, with a meat axe.
Well, but then I guess I'm not your type, because you probably think I look too old.
Oh, I wouldn't say that. Has anybody ever told you you were beautiful?
Why, no.
Thank goodness there's still a few honest people.
You know, it's too bad you boys have to go back to camp.
No, we gotta get back to camp.
You could come to our house and we can fix dinner for you.
Well, that's nice, but we gotta get back to camp.
And then we could go dancing.
Yeah, well, we gotta get back to camp.
Then we turn the lights down low and listen to soft music.
Yeah, well, we gotta get back to camp. And that's right where we're going as soon as we leave your place.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, for his second number, Dave Rosewood and his Procter & Gamble Orchestra will play one of his own compositions, Manhattan Square Dance. It's
You know, the stores nowadays are really crowded with new washing products, and yet never has it been so easy to choose the right one. Just one fact makes it easy. The fact that Tide gets clothes cleaner than any soap, any other suds, any other washing product known. Yes, Procter & Gamble's amazing Tide not only leaves clothes free from dirt, it removes dingy soap film, too. Yet with all this remarkable cleaning power, Tide is truly safe for all your washable colors. In fact, Tide actually brightens gay pastels and stripes, all your soap-dulled colors. And white things? Well, in hardest water, Tide gets them whiter than any other washing product known. So try Tide. See how those amazing Tide suds billow up, even in hardest water. See how different they look and feel. Best of all, see how clean your wash can be. No soap, no other suds, no other washing product known will get your clothes as clean as Tide.
A page from the Mean Little Kid's Diary.
Have you ever heard of the expression, "Why don't you grow up?" Well, it's often used by people who are impatient, or like the parents of Junior, the mean little kid.
Junior? Oh, Junior!
Yes, to go!
Time to come in the house.
Hey!
Where is your hat?
The wind blew it down the sewer.
Now, that wouldn't have happened if you'd been wearing the elastic strap under your chin.
Was that strap elastic?
Yes.
I thought it was a little tough for liquids. Goodness me. Well, I'm glad I ate it, though, boy. If my head would have been in a hat, it would be down the shore by now.
Now, come inside, Junior.
Okay.
And watch those icy steps. They're slippery.
Now she tells you. Nuts. The whole family's nuts. Look, I cut my knee. Look.
Oh, is it a deep cut?
It's awful deep. It's right down through the dirt to the naked skin.
Here, let me take a look.
Look, look.
Oh, you can't even see it.
Well, I hurt myself.
That's a good boy.
Yeah. Nuts. The whole family's nuts.
Come on inside, Junior. You're letting all the cold air in.
Okay, okay.
And stop the snow off your feet.
Okay. Hey, is Nemo home?
Yes, Junior, I'm here.
Oh, kiddo, hello, hello. Boy, you should be proud of me.
Why?
All the kids on the block want to meet you.
Why?
Well, I told them that you was the most courageous and most bravest woman alive. One kid said he grandma crossed the desert with a gold rush, and another kid says his grandma was a spy, and she was too. You can tell by her pumpkin head. But you won top honors, kiddo. You just took the cookie.
I did, huh?
Yeah.
Well, exactly. What did you tell the kids that make me so outstanding?
Well, I told them that you was the only one in the world who had courage to have your Dewey button tattooed on your right arm.
Great shades of Errol Flynn. How could you say such a thing? Here, look at my arm. Now, do you see a Dewey button tattoo there?
No, no. All I see is Tippecanoe and Tyler, too.
Now, don't let him upset you, Mother.
Oh, by the way, the members of our Skunk Patrol...
Now, you think you ought to get a nicer name for that club of yours?
Maybe so, but it's too late now. We skunks have already decided on our secret grip, see? When we walk up the street and meet another one we think is a skunk, two fingers to the nose. And if they don't give us the same countersign, we leave the thumb there and wave.
Anyhow.
Well, anyway, anywho, we're talking about Santa Claus being downtown. Are you going to take me to see him?
Well, maybe if we're not too busy.
Yeah, well, you got to be quick about it. That old boy ain't going to be here very much longer, you know. Now, Mo, will you take me?
Do you mean to tell me that after the way you've acted for the past 350 days, that you'd have the nerve to ask the symbol of goodness to include you as one of the deserving?
What do you mean? That I'm not deserving? Well, for goodness me, since I've been the head stinker of the Skunk Patrol, I have tried to do a good deed every day. Every day I have tried to do a good deed.
Name one.
Friday.
No. Not name one day, name one good deed.
Oh, trying to make it tough, huh? The other day, I crossed the street or went over to Mr. Fowler's house, and I helped him today.
Well, you couldn't have been there very long.
I see the house is still standing.
What have I told you about crossing the street and all that traffic?
I was careful. I was careful. I waited for an empty spot to come along, then I crossed you.
I am still waiting to hear about the good deed that you did.
Huh? Come on, Namor. Give it the old Moore Perkins Whedon. Well, I did a good deed, I did. He had a literary tea, and I helped him pour and serve.
Well, that was nice.
Of course, I had a little trouble. I couldn't find a tea strainer, so I used a fly swatter.
You did what?
Well, don't yell. I didn't use his good one.
For a second, I thought you'd made a good impression.
I did make a good impression on one lady.
What did you do?
I bit her.
Oh, you didn't?
Yeah.
Why?
Well, it was a misunderstanding. She was sitting there on the edge of her chair with a teacup on her knee, and she was nibbling on her widow cookie. And she said to me, "Widow boy, these lady fingers are delicious. They are delicious. You should try one." Well, I saw her pinky sticking up, so I nibbled on her. Boy, that teacup didn't stay on her knee very long.
I've warned you about biting people.
Huh?
You want to break your teeth?
No.
Well, you listen to your mother.
Right.
You're getting to be a big boy, and you've got to start acting like a big boy.
Well, I've already started acting like a big boy. I took the fenders off my scooter. I got the only two-wheel hot rod in the neighborhood. In case you hasn't noticed, I have sharpened the propeller on my beanie. See, now I can run up to people real fast, stop real quick, get real close, cut the pants right off.
Now think of someone that you especially like and then pattern yourself after them.
Huh?
Copy their actions.
Oh. Yes, that's it. Now you like your father, so why don't you act like him?
Okay, I will do it.
And if you can be like your father, I'll talk to Santa Claus
and
make him promise to bring you that model aeroplane that you wanted for Christmas.
The P-38?
Yes.
The one with a real motor in it?
Yes.
Just like the one you got hid in the trunk up in the attic?
Yes. Just... Oh! Just try to keep a secret in this house from that old Snoopy.
Nah, I wasn't snooping. I was just looking for a place to hide the Christmas present I bought for Mummy.
Why, you little dog.
Yes.
Did you get me a Christmas present?
Yeah, I got you a comb so you could throw that hairbrush away.
Run along and get cleaned up.
Okay, I'm going to get cleaned up. Well, if I'm going to have to act like me pop, I just as well start now. I'm going to use his room to get cleaned up in. Now, let's see. What's the first thing he does? He puts on a smoking jacket. There it is, right on the floor where he hung it. I just put it on. Yeah. My, it's awful long. Well, I just take the scissors and cut this smoking jacket from king size to a butt. There. Now, for some bedroom slippers. Ooh, they're kind of big. I'll have to tie them on with a couple of his new silk neckties. There. Now, let's see now. How many of me horses was left at the post today? Oh, that's right. Why don't they leave me newspaper alone? Vanya, Lorraine, who's been using me sport page to cut out dress patterns?
Junior, is your father home?
No.
Well, that's strange. I must be losing my marbles. I could have sworn I heard him.
Nuts. The whole family's nuts. Well, now, let's see. What does Pop does next? Oh, he smokes a cigar before dinner. Well, I'm going to be like him. I better smoke one, too. No, maybe I better not. I better not. Namo might give me a spanking. She says I'm too young. Then again, I got a feeling I'm going to bed without me dinner anyway, so I just well make it good. You know? There it is. Now for the cigar. A real Cuba special. No wonder they had so many revolutions down there. Now, where's the lighter? Where's the lighter? Somebody's burning garbage. I'm going to pick a big puff and blow a smoke ring. Boy, the ring was so big it couldn't get past me Adam's apple. Oh, goodness, I ain't felt like this since I ate that mud pie with a firecracker in it. I don't feel good at all.
Lorraine, I smell something burning.
Oh, what a horrible way to go.
Junior, you smell something burning. Junior, where are you?
Here I is, kid, on the floor with me arm folded.
Take that nasty cigar out of your mouth.
Let it alone, it's going to come up myself. I haven't got the strength.
Junior, what did I tell you about smoking?
Not enough, that's for sure.
Don't you know that smoking will stunt your growth?
This cigar has put mine in reverse. Get the ashtray and flick me in it with it.
Come up here, quick.
What is it, Mother?
Oh, look, just Look at him. He tried to smoke that awful cigar. His eyes are watering and his tongue is hanging out the side of his mouth.
Oh, what can we do for him?
Shoot me, please.
Oh, that's one of the cigars his father passed out the day he was born.
Yeah, I'm going to pass out now that I'm here.
Oh, but look at his color.
Yes, the boy with the green hair has a face to match.
Junior, why do you do things like this?
Well, you told me you wanted me to act like my pop. You know, I didn't think you were going to trick me into suicide, though.
Bless his little heart.
Yeah, bless his little heart.
Well, shall I call the doctor?
No, no, just put him on the bed. There. That'll probably teach him a lesson.
Oh, don't cover me face up with a sheet.
Oh, well, I'm sorry. I just got carried away.
Well, wipe that smile off your face because I'm not going anywhere.
If you like our program well enough to be with us next week. So until next Friday.
This is Red Skelton saying thanks for listening and thanks for buying more and more of that wash day miracle Tide.
Tide's in. Dirt's out. Tide gets clothes cleaner than any soap. T-I-D-E. Tide.
This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.